Thank you for coming back with me to my chambers, little brother. Come in, please. So, I believe we have much to discuss, no? You've come back to us, beneath the earth, where you belong. The surface was never a place for a boy like you. I knew that far long ago. Never mind what that woman who called herself our mother thought. You belonged here. With me. With the rest of your family. Now, you came at a rather opportune time, little brother. I have a problem. A problem that I believe you can help me with. Perfectly. It's a problem that I think you are actually the only one for. It's something that only you can truly do for me, little brother. Something that only you can help us with. Help our house with. The family name. Doesn't that sound nice? Coming back. Being able to help us. To do such honor for the bloodline. For the family name. I figured you would be keen to that, brother. So, my problem is, if we are to stand tall, worthy of our name, our blood, worthy of the blessing of the Spider Queen, after what our traitor of a mother did, I must birth an heiress, a worthy daughter to take my spot as matron, as high priestess, a child truly worthy of the Spider Queen's blessing. And who else? Who else would be more worthy, more perfect, to sire the future matron of our home than my own flesh and blood? My own precious, dearest brother. Oh, brother, why the trepidation? You look so very unsure. Don't you want to help out the family, little brother? Your first and your most important contribution to our name. Won't you do this for me? For us, little brother? After all, this isn't just for me. This is for you. This is for all of our siblings. Everyone. Born under this name, would benefit from your duty here, from your giving me a daughter. And after all, little brother, you have come so, so very far. It mustn't have been easy coming from the surface. You can be my patron, little brother. My dearest consort, the only one befitting of such a position. Other nobles won't do. They aren't worthy of it. Of our blood, of our kin. No, but you, brother, you are perfect. You don't know how long I've waited. Hoping you'd come back from the surface, that you'd return to us again, to save our family home. So what say you, little brother? Will you do your duty to uphold the family name? We could be a family, truly, closer than we ever were. As close as we possibly could be. Isn't that what you wanted? Isn't that what you wished for? Why you came all the way down here? Why you faced such troubles? To come back to the Underdark? It is, isn't it? Then fret not, little brother. If you do this for me, for your matron, for your family, for your dearest sister, we shall be closer than ever. That's what you crave, isn't it? Oh, dearest little brother, of course it is. Shh. Come now. Be still. Don't think about it too much. It's all right. Big sister will take care of everything. She will take care of you. All you need to do is lay back and listen to every single word I say. I am your matron after all. And I won't to be disobeyed. But trust me, I will make sure you enjoy it, little brother. That's what you deserve, isn't it? After all. First things first, little brother. Strip yourself. You don't expect me to do everything for you. Do you? I will guide you, but I think we both know who is in charge here, no? So, like I said, remove your trousers and your shirt, your tunic. Remove every single last bit of your clothes, little brother. I want you to be completely bare for me. And I will do the same for you. Strip all of my clothes off. Bye. Bit. I see your breath quickening, little brother. With every little rise and fall of your chest, with every little quake of your fingers. Are you that excited? Or perhaps you're just nervous. No matter. There you go. All done? Lay back. Against the pillows. And I will just climb onto the bed. Climb up towards you. Why am I getting close to your head? Well, before you can do your duty, little brother, you have to pleasure me first. After all, that is the consort's job, isn't it? I figured you would at least know that much, little brother. But no matter. I will teach you exactly what your older sister likes. I will just position myself over your head like this. You see my cunt, don't you? Do you see how wet it is? how eager it is for you to do your duty for this family. For me. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll do great. After all. I think this is the job you were born for. I'll just lower myself down. Against your mouth. My lips. Against yours. Reach my hands down and comb them through your hair. Yes, just like that. Use your tongue. Just like that, little brother. please your matron, just like you're supposed to do. Look up at me. Look up at your priestess. Your tongue sliding along. It feels so very good. I'd almost think that you've done this before, little brother, but I know that you haven't. My cunt is the first cunt you've ever tasted, isn't it? Yes, right there. Don't stop. Oh, my dear brother, you are going to make a perfect consort for me. yes. Flick your tongue over my clit just like that. Taste me. Taste me as deeply as you can, little brother. Think about how deep inside me you're going to be very soon. No, no, no. Where do you think you're going? No, don't you dare pull your head away. You move your head. You stop pleasuring me whenever I say you can, little brother. You do what your matron says, and if I want you to be struggling to breathe in between my thighs, then that is what you'll do. No? Yes. Keep moving your tongue just like that. Yes. I can feel your nails digging into my thighs. Is it really getting that hard to breathe, brother? Keep it up and maybe I'll finally let you breathe. I'll finally let this cock of yours. It's getting hard already, isn't it? I'll move one hand from your head to reach back and start stroking that cock of yours. Not so nervous now, are you, baby brother? Fuck. Gods above. You like it when I stroke your cock like this, don't you, brother? You're enjoying it so much. You're moaning into my dripping pussy. Okay. Okay, brother. That's enough. That's enough. You can breathe. You can breathe for me. There you go. Catch your breath. You're going to need it. I'm going to slide down all the way to straddle your waist and hover myself over this throbbing cock of yours. You're excited, aren't you, baby brother? I can see the pre-cum already seeping from your cock. You're so excited to do your duty. To give me a daughter worthy of love. Of the Spider Queen. Of being the high priestess of this family. You like it when I do this, don't you? Sliding your cock head in between the lips of my cunt. My dripping wet cunt. I'm going to slide myself down now. Spider Queen. All the way inside me now, little brother. You're deep within me. I can feel your cock head brushing against my womb. Did I ever say that you could touch me? You put your hands above your head and you keep them there, little brother. Your duty is to lay there and to fill me with your seed. For you to give me a daughter, to give me an heiress. For you to take it while I ride you. Just look at your face, little brother. You're already getting close, aren't you? It's just too good for your first time, is it? Your sister's cunt is just too good for you. Fuck. Yes, don't be afraid, little brother. Feel me. Feel me with your seed. Give me your child. Give me a daughter. Yes, yes, yes. Give me a daughter. Yes. Give me an heiress fit for this family name. Do your duty for me. Yes, yes, yes. Come inside me, brother. Come inside me. Yes. Fill up your matron's womb with your seed. With your noble cum, brother. Yes, yes, yes. Your matron's going to come too. Your sister's going to come. Yes, yes. Fill me, fill me, fill me, brother. Fill me, fill me, fill me. Yes, yes, brother. Yes. I'm coming. I'm coming, brother. I'm coming. I'm coming. Come inside me. give me a daughter. Give me... Yes. Oh, Lotha. Oh, Spider Queen below. You're filling me. Oh, I can feel there's so much filling me inside, brother. Warming me. I knew this would be a perfect job for you. Oh, hey now, dear brother. Hey, don't look so tired yet. Come on. You better stay awake now. We're not even close to being done yet. Remember, you have a job to do. You have a duty. And I'm not letting you out of my quarters until I am certain you have given me a daughter, an heiress. One time, one load of your gum is just not nearly enough for me, brother. So you better look alive. You've got a very, very long night.